Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Today, I'm going to take you behind the scenes of something that I've been working on for a little while now, which is the program that I created called Realign Time. And I created this because I wanted to figure out where all of the things that I do truly intersect. And it's not just another productivity tool. It's a nervous system-centered, neurodivergent-aware container that I built after years of working in different spaces, organizing, yoga, and coaching, and realizing that we don't need more rules. We need more rhythm. We don't need perfect systems. We need systems that fit how we actually live. So today I'm going to share a little bit about how I built this program, why I created it, and how it came from a really personal place. The first seeds of this program were planted during a business coaching program that I was in. At the time, I was really working in different lanes, yoga, organizing, and coaching, and I kept trying to niche down or choose one path, like which one am I going to spend my energy on to build? But when I sat with it longer, I realized that they're all related. They all connect to each other, even though it may not look so from the outside. The work that I was doing was always circling the same four themes. With every client I was supporting them through, regardless of how we were working together, the physical and digital spaces that felt overwhelming, their sense of self and nervous system awareness, their relationship with time, how they planned it or how they avoided it, and their ability to focus or follow through. And those became the four pillars of Realign Time and truly the four pillars of my business: space, self, time, and focus. I really didn't need to pick one. I didn't need to pick one lane. I needed to build a bridge connecting them all. Whether clients came to see me for organizing, private yoga, or for coaching, these themes showed up again and again. They'd say, "I don't know what to do. I just can't seem to start. I've tried every planner and nothing sticks. I feel like I'm doing everything wrong all the time." And I think a lot of us have been there, feeling like time is slipping away and panicking, missing deadlines, overbooking yourself, underresting, and burning out. There are systems that might feel really good for a week and then collapse. When it came to creating this program, I was building it for the people that I worked with, but also as a resource and a tool for myself. So let's walk through the pillars, not just what they are, but why they matter. So the first one is space. And this can include your physical and digital spaces. If your environment is cluttered, overwhelming, or full of unfinished projects, your brain stays on alert. For example, it might feel really hard to start your day because your desk or your counter became a drop zone. Instead of focusing on decluttering, it's about trying to find an intentional morning space that really anchored them visually and energetically. The next pillar is self, which is your body, energy, nervous system, and awareness. If you're burned out, overstimulated, or disconnected from your needs, no system is going to work. It doesn't matter how hard you try to make it work. It's not going to work. Trying to stick to routines without checking on your actual energy is impossible. Start to understand how your energy flows throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, and use that to help create systems. The next pillar is time. How you plan, pace, and engage with time. Not looking at building rigid routines, looking at rhythms. So you can see how this is already pulling back into self and even space. Instead of creating urgency, focus on capacity. What is your actual capacity in this moment, at that moment, that either you are asking yourself of it or there's external factors that are asking yourself of it? And the last pillar, focus. And this really brings in executive function. This could be body doubling, gentle planning, scaffolding, and not just creating task lists. This also pulls back to energy. Focus won't come from willpower, but real support. So back to the program. Realign Time is a hybrid program. It blends coaching, organizing, and embodied self-awareness. And when I say hybrid, it means I have self-paced videos and worksheets that you can move through on your own, but there's also built-in accountability and structure through one-on-one conversations, group conversations, really using your community to help you achieve the goals that you're setting for yourself, and also helping you stay realistic and listening to those four pillars in order to influence what's next. And here are some things that it includes. Like I said, self-paced lessons that you can revisit anytime. There's live group coaching and co-working because real-time support truly matters. Printable and visual tools, and a space to really personalize your version of support. It's designed for people who've tried everything and still feel like time is slipping through their fingers. It's not about cramming more in. It's about slowing down enough to hear yourself again. Creating this program wasn't just a business decision. It was a healing process. It helped rebuild my relationship with time, let go of shame about not being on top of everything, and create something that reflects how I actually work with people. If you've been listening and thinking, I could use a reset like this, I want to invite you to pause for a moment. Ask yourself, what part of my relationship with time feels most misaligned right now? What's one small way I could offer myself more compassion or structure this week? Where am I craving rhythm, not more rules? There's no quiz, no checklist, no perfect answer. There's just your body, your space, and your energy. And the possibility of building something that works with you instead of against you. Thank you so much for listening today. You can learn more about this program and even some of the tools and resources that I share within the program on my website. I'll link it in the show notes so it's easy for you to find. Feel free to reach out with any questions about this or anything else that you might have. And remember, as always, you're not behind. You're not broken. You just haven't found something that works yet. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.